This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. Episode 9. Let's rock.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, your resource for marketing ideas, sales tips, and business strategies that help agents like you survive and thrive. And now your host, John Carroll.
Bonjour. Welcome to another exciting episode of Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. I am John Carroll. I'm the CEO of Insurance Splash, and this is the podcast where we help insurance agents be more successful with their sales and marketing. Today's podcast is actually the second of a two-part series about networking. And basically, I'm going to be going through little tips that will help insurance agents be more successful when they go out to local networking events. I would say that you should go listen to the first episode first, but I don't really think that's necessary because there's really no sequence with these tips. So you can listen to this one. I'm going to have 17 different networking tips for agents like yourself. And if you like these 17, you can go back and listen to the other ones if you haven't already listened to them. One other little thing I'm going to mention before I go into this is that with any of the podcasts that you're listening to here, I create something called show notes. And show notes are a page with like some information about what I covered that also goes through, it also has links to resources that I might mention or basically just anything that might be helpful for you. And the idea is, you know, if you're driving in a car and I mention like the name of some website or something, you don't have to, you don't have to get in a car accident because you're trying to type it into your cell phone or write it onto your with a magic marker, write it on your windshield. I don't know what you're doing, but because all the information will be there at the show notes. And the way you get to the show notes is you type in my website, which is insurancesplash.com. You put a slash and then you put the number of the podcast episode. So in this case, this is actually episode 9. So if you went to insurancesplash.com/9, it would take you right to our show notes where you can get information. So be safe. Don't stop to write anything down if you're driving in the car. Let's keep everybody safe that way. It would break my heart to know that somebody got hurt as a result of my podcast. So, all right. So last episode, I did 17. I'm going to start this one with number 18. Tip number 18 for an insurance agent trying to do some networking. This tip is to talk to the wallflowers. The wallflowers are the people who, you know, they look a little shy. They kind of look like they're uncomfortable being there. That would really be like me most of the time. At least that's how I feel. I kind of tend to put on a little different of a show, but I can definitely relate to these folks. But the key here is that the wallflowers are kind of like uncomfortable. They're like, I don't know if I want to be here. So when you go over and you kind of just start talking to them, it's like they're really happy because they feel like, oh, look, you know, somebody's engaging me. This feels good. And, you know, they're going to show and have a lot more appreciation for you making an effort and talking to them than the guy who's like walking around Mr. Mayor, you know, like he's the commissioner of the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, he just walks around like he's the stud horse everywhere. I don't usually like that guy, to be honest with you, but hopefully I'm not offending you if that's you. So what I'm saying is, you know, look for those people who look a little uncomfortable. And think of it this way. Who do you think is going to remember and appreciate you more tomorrow morning? The guy that was over in the corner, like not comfortable, didn't really want to, you know, talk to anybody, didn't know how to meet anybody, or the guy who really is like he thinks he's heaven on earth when it comes to networking events and everybody's privileged to meet him. Like, who do you think is going to be more appreciative of you reaching out to them? I think it's the wallflower. So look for those folks. You can even like take them off the wall and carry them around and like introduce them to people that you know. You know, you kind of act like they're your old friend from grade school or something. You know, it kind of gives you an excuse to reach out and talk to more people as well, which kind of leads me to tip number 19, which is to bring a wingman or a wingwoman. Basically, this is somebody that you partner with. And the few reasons why this can work well, number one is that you can split up. And so in the time that it would take you to meet 20 people, you and someone else can meet 40 people. But what's really cool about this is that you can act as filters for each other. So if you're going around and let's say you're going to meet 20 people at a networking event in over the course of an hour and a half. Of those 20 people, maybe five of them are actually good contacts that are going to be good, helpful people to get to know. Well, if you go with somebody else and you guys both split up, what you can do is when you find that good person, you can introduce that person to the other person and vice versa. And so that way, in the same amount of time, you can meet, you know, you'll still only meet 20 people yourself, but you're going to meet twice as many of those influential people that are important to know. The other thing about this is that you can use that person if you're not comfortable or you just need somebody, you know, because it's a great way to say, oh, hey, let me introduce you to this person. You might not even know that person, but by having the two people, it kind of gives you like this tandem, you know, it just gives you like, you know, it's just maybe a little bit more comfortable than being by yourself. So, and one other thing actually about having a wing person is that if you're the boss, if you're the agent and you bring one of your producers with you, you're actually going to step up your game. You're going to do a better job. And the reason is because you're trying to show them how easy it is, how good you are. You know, you're not going to like go there and you're probably not going to act the same way as you would if you were by yourself because you're trying to set a really good positive example. So it's a good reason to maybe bring along one of your producers. Number 20, prepare general questions about business. So I find sometimes when I'm in conversations with people, I don't always have like at the top of my mind the best questions to ask. And you don't want to be asking like, oh, how about this weather? What do you think about Barack Obama? Or, you know, different things like this. If you can ask people questions that will really engage them and, you know, just get them really thinking about their business and how it relates to your business, it can really go a long way. So think about, you know, just make a very simple list of maybe three questions that you could ask just about anybody and try to come up with something that's a little bit more involved than just how's business going. You know, you could ask something like, how do you guys use social media to build leads for your catering company? You know, have you learned anything with email marketing? You know, ask questions about marketing because that's something everybody has in common and it'll look like you have a genuine interest and heck, you might actually learn something. Okay. So it's just good kind of stuff to have yourself a little bit better prepared. Number 21, tip number 21, you probably have heard this before, but using business cards that people give you, you can write on the back of those to take notes. It's, you know, pretty standard thing, but one little key that a little tip or an idea that I'll give you is I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I think there's a huge benefit in a situation where you can actually like remember somebody's kids' names or their spouse's name. So maybe that's what you do is instead of kind of writing notes about the person, maybe you write notes about their family. Because that's the kind of thing, if you reached out with an email and you said, hey, how's Claire doing? You're gonna shoot an arrow right past their barriers that goes right to their heart. And this is a stupid analogy here, but by just mentioning their kids or their parents or somebody in their family, that name is really gonna separate you and it's going to really build a strong impression about that person that you remember their family. So that's kind of like my add-on to that whole notes on the business cards is, you know, make notes about their family. You know, that could go a lot, that could go a long way. So number 22 is to identify the connectors. The connectors are the people that know everybody. So this is that guy who's the president of the Chamber of Commerce, or, you know, you can always tell the guy cause he walks around with his chest puffed out, or the woman, you know, like, and they just, you know, kind of think they're the man and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, take some time while you're in the networking event, at every networking event, to step back and take a look at the dynamics of the entire room. Because usually in about 30 to 45 seconds, you can identify three or four people that are running the show. And try to meet at least one of those people and have a good in-depth conversation about them. Get their family's names and write them on their business cards, all right? So identify those connectors. That's number 22. Number 23 is to keep your expectations low at first. One of the challenges that a lot of people have, a lot of small businesses have with networking, is that they go to a networking event, or maybe they go to 5 networking events, and they don't make any sales because of it. Well, that's pretty standard. It's the kind of thing that you're not in it for today. You're not in it to meet a quota this month. You're in it for the long haul. And when you have your expectations in the right place, when you get to that point where you've gone to 5 of these events and you haven't sold one policy, you're going to say, well, I knew that going in, and I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm just going to keep sticking with it, because if I go to 2 networking events every week, that's 100 networking events where I'm going to meet 20 people, you know, every time. And many of those people I'm going to meet many, several times, so that when something comes up with insurance, I'm going to be the first person that they think of. It's just got to be something that you're not expecting everything to happen at first. You have to be in it for the long haul. Number 24, this is kind of a personal one. Don't take yourself too seriously. This is John's pet peeve. Like, one of the things I don't like about networking events is, you know, all these people that, like, they just kind of don't behave the way that they normally would. It kind of annoys me. I prefer people that behave one way all the time. Not that I necessarily always do that, but, you know, I mean, people who kind of take everything too seriously is kind of annoying, and it's not a good way to stand out. You know, why do you have to be so serious? Have a drink. You know, have a good time. Make a joke. Use a swear word every now and then. You know, just be careful the way you do it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want people to remember you tomorrow. And they're not going to remember you as, you know, this was the most serious guy that I met, and so now I want to call him about insurance, right? So tip number 25, and this is kind of maybe a little bit different from, like, the networking event tip, but the idea is to network with your own clients, okay? You know, in fact, I mean, if you're going to connect with somebody on LinkedIn, what do you think is a better connection? Is it somebody you met at a networking event last night? Or is it the guy whose insurance you're already writing for? Right? I mean, I would probably try to do as much networking as you can. I mean, do your clients all have your business card as much as the people you meet at these networking events? You know, just make sure that you're thinking about and you have a strategy in place for how you network with your own clients. I'm going to write that down, because I make a good blog post. Excuse me. All right. So number 26, always be networking. Okay. Along the same lines here, is that you don't have to be networking at a networking event. Sometimes you can be networking at a softball game. You can be networking when you're in the grocery line. You know, every place that you go, you want to make sure that you're talking to people about what you do. And the key is to maybe have a question or two that you always ask people about their careers. Because usually when you ask people about what they do for a living, they'll come back and ask you the same thing. And so kind of the way here's a challenge for you, is when you think about all the people in your social circles, so like all of the parents of your kids' friends, all the people that you're friends with, everybody, do they all know that you're an insurance agent? Does every single one of them know? Because they should. You want to make sure everybody knows that you sell insurance. Number 27. All right, this is a little tip that some guy who was like a multi-level marketer, pyramid scheme kind of thing. It was for like Herbalife or Monavie or one of these kind of things, was giving me this tip. But it's basically called the moving pennies technique, or you can call it whatever you want. I don't know, that's what I call it. And the key here is every morning you take 10 pennies and you put them in your left pocket. And throughout the day, each time you meet a new person and you tell them what you sell, insurance, you take the penny from your left pocket to the right pocket. And the day is not over until your left pocket is empty. So the idea is here that, you know, are you taking every opportunity, and are you stretching every opportunity that you get to tell everybody you know that you sell insurance? And the key here is that you're not trying to sell insurance to everybody. You're just making sure that people know, because if you told 10 people every day that you sold insurance that didn't know that already, I'd bet you that 2 or 3 times a week somebody would say, I need insurance. What kind of, you know, what do I have to do? You know, not like, oh, I need insurance, but like, oh, my renewal's coming up and, you know, I could probably use a quote. Maybe we should contact, you know, and you can get their information. But it's one of those things that if you don't come up with some kind of a technique to do it every single day, you're just not going to see the results and it's not going to work for you. So that's the moving pennies technique. All right. So another technique is called the disappearing cards technique. And the idea here is before you go to a networking event or really anywhere, you put a certain number of cards in your pocket and you're not done until you've given them all out. And if you're going to a networking event, then maybe you're going to put 20 or 30 cards in your pocket. If you're going out to a cocktail party, then maybe you're going to put 4 cards in your pocket. You know, you can kind of decide beforehand based on how much opportunity you're going to have. But, you know, if every time you went to a cocktail party or one of your kids' soccer games, you threw 2 or 3 cards in your pocket and you just said, hey, my job while I'm here, in addition to enjoying my family and all that kind of stuff and meeting new people, is to give out 3 of these cards. You know, at the end of the year, you're going to have a lot more marketing and networking hands that are out there into the community. Number 29 is something that kind of gets over-talked, but the idea here is the elevator pitch. I'm sure you've heard about it, and it's like so overused that the elevator is, you know, a pitch about what you do that's quick enough to tell somebody if you were, you know, like between the floors on an elevator. Now, as much as I say the elevator pitch is like this overdone, annoying kind of concept, the fact does remain that you need to have something that you can say to anybody quickly that's going to get their attention. And if you try to do it off the top of your head all the time, you're just going to lose a lot of opportunities. So, you know, take an elevator pitch, you know, write something down. And the key here is a lot of people are going to overkill it. The elevator pitch that they do is going to be like, you know, takes like 20 seconds to talk about. A real good elevator pitch should take you like 8 seconds to explain. Like one sentence, just something that will make people stop, think, and maybe even ask you a follow-up question about what it is that you do. So that's the key. The elevator pitch, you know, you've heard it before, but there's a reason that people still talk about it. Number 30 is to talk about things with people that excite you. And if insurance doesn't excite you, then talk about something else. Okay. In fact, I think I already mentioned that you should probably try to avoid talking about insurance as much as possible. All right. But if you have a hobby, if you coach a local team, you know, something that's passionate, something that you're passionate about, those are the kind of things that you should be talking about because people will be attracted to your passion. And if talking about, you know, elements of, you know, variable versus fixed annuities isn't something that you can get passionate about or you can convince other people to be passionate about, then talk about the Cleveland Browns. Talk about your baseball team. Talk about something that makes you exciting because in the end, people want to like you. You want people to like you, and they're not going to like you if you're talking about something that you're not excited about. So just talk about something that excites you. That was number 30. Number 31, it's not who you know, it's who they know. Okay, keep that in mind. It's not who you know, it's who they know. And what I'm talking about here is I see way too many people that go to networking events to try to sell to the people that are there. That's not what you want to do. Don't think of the people you meet as your sales targets. Think of them as your referrers, okay? So the idea is that you want to meet new people and get them thinking that you're the best dude in the world of insurance so that the 50 people that they know that they communicate with a lot, if any of those people says they have any need for insurance, you're going to get referred, okay? Because if you had one good networking connection that gave you a lot of referrals, that's a whole lot more valuable than, you know, all these networking connections that you're basically just trying to sell directly to them, okay? So try to set people up as referrers of you, not clients of you, or at least that's the mindset that I want you to have when you go into these situations. Number 32, if you do talk to people while you're networking about what you're looking for, you're trying to help them refer you better, describe who your perfect client is. And I want you to be really specific. Now, the trouble is that a lot of agents will say to me, you know what, John, I don't have a perfect client. I can sell insurance to anybody. So when I go and I meet people, I tell them, you know, refer all your friends, refer all your family, refer everybody that you meet. And the trouble is that when you ask people for that, you get nothing. Now, I'll do a little experiment. I think I'm good on time here, so I'm going to do a little experiment with you. Right now, as you're sitting, wherever you are listening to this, I want you to think of all the people that you know. Just think about them. I mean, chances are you're probably so perplexed, you're probably not even thinking of anybody at this point. Maybe you are, I don't know, but thing is, I just asked for everybody and I got nothing. Now, I want you to think of all the insurance agents that you know that are really ambitious and are dedicated to making their agency better. I'm willing to bet that you probably thought of maybe one, maybe two, maybe three or four people, and you thought of those exact people. And now I'm going to tell you, tell that person to listen to my podcast. Now, it's a whole lot easier and a lot more likely that you will actually go and tell those agents exactly what I asked you for, because I've forced you to narrow down the three or four people that I'm looking for. But when you ask somebody, hey, I want you to think of everybody you know and tell them to watch my podcast, listen to my podcast, you're going to get nothing. You want to do the same thing. When you're talking to people at a networking event, you're trying to prime them for who you're looking for. You want to describe your perfect client. And you can even go so far as to say, listen, I don't write insurance for everybody. You know, people who have these million-dollar mansions, I can't write them. You know, they're better off going to Chubb or whatever. You know, you could say, listen, if you got three accidents, I don't want you. But when it comes to people who have a clean driving record and good credit, they will not find a better price anywhere than me, and obviously they're not going to get better service. You know, so really describe that person. Even if you think you're limiting your options, you're actually enabling referrals to happen. So keep that in mind. Number 33, a good tip here, is to keep a networking journal. So I'm assuming that you're already following one of my other tips, which is to set up goals for how many different networking events you go to. But are you keeping a journal? You know, keeping a journal of the things that worked, the things that didn't work, and maybe some things that you can improve is a great way to actually get better at networking. If all you ever do is just live in the moment and you never reflect or think about what you could do better, you're not going to get it. You're not going to see improvement. So keep a networking journal, even if it's just something simple. It could be maybe I asked for too much with the whole journal thing. What about this? Every time you go to a networking event, keep a list of one thing you're going to do differently next time. And store that list on your computer, put it in your desk, just one little thing that you're going to do differently next time. I think I just proved my point about the referral thing. It's more likely that you'll actually do this if I just give you one specific thing to do. And if I tell you just to keep a journal, you're not going to do it. So pretend I didn't say anything about a journal. Just write down one thing that you're going to do differently at the next networking event and do that every time. A year from now, you're going to be a superstar, okay? Which leads me to number 34. This is the last one I'm going to talk about here. Networking tip number 34 is to be memorable. Insurance is forgettable. Nobody cares about insurance. You have to do something to be different. Wear a bow tie. Tell good jokes. Do something. But if you're not different, nobody's going to care. It's just like marketing. If you were creating an advertisement to go in the newspaper, would you want to create an advertisement that blended in with all the other ones? Of course not. You would want to create an advertisement that jumped out. And it's no different, because when you're networking, you're advertising yourself as a business professional. And so let me ask you, when you go to your networking events, are you an advertisement that blends in, or are you the advertisement that jumps off the page that nobody can ignore and everybody needs to see? That is what you need to do if you want to make networking work for your agency. And it's a great place to stop. So I strongly encourage you to, you know, even if it's just one or two ideas from this list that you think are going to help you do better, follow through. Actually do it, because listening to me is not going to get you anything. Taking action on the ideas that I'm presenting will get you everything. So that's all I got for now. My name is John Carroll. Oh, a couple things here. If you like the information that I've talked about, if you find that you will be able to improve your professionalism or your business, or you can make more money, or you just think that you like the sound of my voice, go out to iTunes and write a review about this podcast. The more positive reviews I get with 5 stars, the more exposure I'll get to other agents. The more exposure we get, the better the agents will be, and the more we can continue to beat the crap out of companies that are trying to sell directly to insurers. I'm dedicated to supporting agents, and if you like that idea, then go out and write something nice on iTunes for me. Another thing is that you can access the show notes, which will have links to references that, like websites and information that I've acknowledged here, by going to insurancesplash.com/9. That's because this is episode number 9, and for all of the podcasts I do, I create a little page of show notes that you can get to by insurancesplash.com/, and then the number of the podcast. This one is number 9. That's all I got. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Go sell some insurance, or go to a networking event and make some connections. All right. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, brought to you by insurancesplash.com. Now get out there and sell insurance.